Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio. By your
side, such a beautiful song coming through from Sade, By Your Side, also the mix. Morgan Wallen, Love Somebody. Hang on, Stacey and Jay Spoon on a Monday. Today, we are dedicating it to your achievements, man. Small or big, we are in the second half of 2025. You've done some amazing things.
Yes.
And today, we're going to take a moment to say, well done to you. Could have been something that you couldn't say a year ago, but now you can. Could be something that you couldn't do a year ago, but now you can.
And these are, again, it's not about the grandiose stuff all the time, right? We get very bogged down in the day-to-day, like life is hard and people don't know how to use a traffic circle and like your friend hasn't texted you back. And like there's just like there's always something going on that is annoying. But in the background, we are achieving things constantly. So basically what this is, a little bit of a snapshot. Take the past 12 months, picture yourself back 14 July 2024. What is that thing? And on the line from Newlands East, we have Nazim. Nazim, welcome to the show. How are you?
Nazim, how's it?
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spool. Good, good, good.
Let's be on the show.
All right, Nazim, what couldn't you do last year that you can do now?
Say that I'm a proud homeowner.
All right.
A proud owner, an entire posy.
Yes, yes,
all right.
An entire
posy.
To you,
my friend, we say. So now tell me, Nazim, are we living in it or are we renting it out and getting someone else to pay our bond? How are we doing it?
At the moment, we're living in it.
Oh, and is it amazing?
Enjoy, bro.
Is it amazing to be your own landlord?
You know, it's quite a big weight off your shoulder. Yeah. Even though you're consuming another expense, but, you know, knowing that it's your own is just a good feeling.
Congratulations, Nazim.
Well, Nazim, the best way to cement the idea that you are a homeowner, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this with Stacey looking me in the eye. It's just once, midnight. Just walk around the house naked.
Look, Nazim.
Just once.
That look. I don't know what happens there at Nazim's house.
In your undies.
But Nazim, if that's what you want to do in your house,
come
you
on.
Can. Because who's gonna complain
it's
to the landlord?
House.
You're the landlord, babe. You're the landlord.
Yes. Well, you know that. I've got two boys in my house.
Oh, geez, that's
I've got two sons.
All right.
So maybe put the door locked.
Keep it there.
Nazim, congratulations. May you and your family
have wonderful
times in that space. Oh, well done, Nazim. That's beautiful.
That's
I love
nice,
this.
Man. Shout out.
We love a homeowner. Oh. And I'm telling you, but there are people who are listening. Gen Z is going, wow, people can afford property. Guys,
economy.
It can be done. It takes time, but we can get there. So something that you couldn't say or do a year ago that now you can say, you can do. 061-792-9495.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spool. It's Najma here. A year ago, I think I was a people's pleaser. In fact, I've been a people's pleaser all my life. And then I started putting myself first.
Hey, Stacey and Jay Spool. It's Sharon here from The Bluff. A year ago, I couldn't say that I was a non-smoker. I smoked for over 40 years and in October last year, I gave it up for good.
Hi there, Stacey and Jay Spoo. A year ago, I couldn't say that I was unemployed. And now I can.
And Wena, Stacey, what is it for you?
Lots.
Like, just give us one.
I'm in a healthy relationship with myself.
Yes.
I have better boundaries in place. As a result, I've invited more nurturing and sincere relationships into my life. So the ones who have stayed are really in it to win it. The ones who are gone, toodaloo, au revoir, me and more. Yes, I can drive. I bought a housey. My cat continues to thrive and looks like a Pantene advert. He's so shiny. Everyone is doing
well.
I'm saying Goku looks like he could be in a Pantene advert.
Wait. Before Goku, you said you just bought a house.
Yes, bought a house.
And
I get to do what I love.
Nick,
and I have peace in my life.
She's got property. She owns property.
She just said
me and Nazim. Same. Neighbors. Shout out to Nazim.
Stacey, why would you just say that in passing?
Nah, it's casual.
The humility.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing year.
Well done.
Thank you. And the thing is, like, once, and people who have been doing this, all of these voice notes, thank you so much for sharing and being vulnerable and like opening up a little bit. You know this. Once you start opening the door to the good stuff, more good stuff comes in. Good begets good.
Yeah.
So what is that thing for you on 061-792-9495?
All right. So on the line, we have Natasha from
Durban
North. Welcome to the show, Natasha. How you doing, girl?
Good and you?
Hey, man, we great. We just want to celebrate your story. We want to celebrate your victory, your achievements.
What are you up to, Natasha?
What
are you up to?
What could you do or say? What can you do now that you couldn't do or say last year?
I could not run, and I did 10 kilometers yesterday for the second time. So I did APSA 10K a year ago.
Yes,
oh, yes, yes,
congratulations!
Queen. Come on now. And how does it feel? How does it feel? You're not used to it. You want to clock
Incredible.
Another 21K maybe soon?
No, 10 for now.
I love that. I love that. Also, to everybody who now knows Natasha and now knows that Natasha from Durban North is a runner, please don't ask her if she's doing comrades. Just give her a second, okay?
No.
Just please let her breathe. So, Natasha, when you are running, how do you feel?
Yeah.
Like, are you thinking of anything? Are you thinking of nothing? Are you impressed with what your body can do?
I'm impressed with what my body can do, and I love that my mind doesn't think because I'm an overthinker.
Yes,
so it's great that you're just free and just... Yeah, some peace.
Shout
exactly.
out to you, Natasha. Enjoy running, okay? Wishing
Keep
you many,
running,
many
babes.
Miles, girl.
Love that for you.
Thank
All right,
you
Kaysen,
so much. Okay.
What can you do now that you couldn't say or do a year ago? Let us know. 061-792-9495. I like this. This is setting a nice tone
for
Monday.
That's good. So on the line, to round us out, Londi from Umbilo. How are you?
Hey, Bolondi.
Hi, Facey. Hi,
Facebook. How's it go?
Babes.
Tell us your good story.
Okay, so my good story, which now I can get to celebrate and, you know, talk freely without being emotional.
Yeah.
Last year, April, I gave birth to my baby girl, Alexandra, and it was a difficult time. She was 625 grams.
Yeah.
I was only 24 weeks, and then went hospital for about 125 days.
Oh, my word.
With her. So at this time last year, the doctor gave us good news to say, you know what, it's looking good,
yes.
and
you
should be out of the hospital end of July. So yes, this year she's already won, and she's thriving.
And Alexandra is thriving, babe. She's thriving.
Shout out to you and the family.
Our future president.
Shout out.
And oh, yes.
Just to ask you, Elondi, because we also need to extend the celebration, right? Tell us about the people who are supporting you during this time. Any message you'd like to send to them?
You know, to the staff, I'm not sure if I'm able to say the name of the hospital.
No, carry on. Don't worry about it.
To the staff at Santa Gastine's Hospital and the NICU, they were amazing. I don't think I would have gone through what I've went through if it wasn't for them. They're definitely a support system, and of course my family. So thank you to everybody that was there for me. Yeah, but it was such an interesting journey. So yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man. Have a nice one. Enjoy motherhood.
You and baby. Love to baby Alex.
Shout out, man.
Yes. Guys,
beautiful.
I'm telling you, like this, we need this.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, we're not
going to
do it.
Twice a year.
We're not going to do it every week because then it's you're like, okay, but I heard that.
It's too much now.
Yeah.
Come down.
Because life must still life in between. But this is so great. And maybe tonight, when you're sitting with your family, with your person, if you are a solo person, a la Jason Derulo, just take a moment. I'm not suggesting that everybody must have a gratitude journal, but just take a moment think back on the past 12 months and what you've managed to achieve in spite of and despite.
Yeah.
And you're here and you're doing the things.
Amen,
full podcast.
Driving.
Hey, full
Amen,
podcast. ECR.co.today. Click on Stacey and Jay Spoo. Yes,
la,
go team.
La.
Yeah, Stacey, Jay Spoo, the husband. It's Sean here from Toti. I am a homeowner that doesn't have a bond anymore.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. It's Donnell here. So a lot has happened from last year to this year. Can now say not only am I a homeowner, I'm also a landlord now.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. So the thing that I couldn't say last year was that this year I'm getting married to the love of my life. And it feels awesome. Thank you. And enjoy your day.
Stacey and Jay Spoo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.